We welcome you to Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. J.P. Shadrick with Jaguars.com, senior writer John Osier. We're in the rubber hallway at Everbank Field. It's the start of Tennessee Titans Week in Week 6 of the National Football League. The Jags looking for their first win of the season. The Titans won their opener. They've dropped 4 straight. The two teams at the bottom of the AFC South trying to get something going now in Week 6.
Well, and I think that's, from the outside, the perspective is, these next 3 games don't look as difficult as the first 5. So, wow, you got to do something right now. You got to get a win. From talking to the coaching staff and just sort of being around here, it's still about, hey, we're building some stuff. We got some stuff going the last couple of weeks. Feeling better. The players are feeling better about it. So I think from internally, it's really more, let's build. Let's keep getting better on what we think we saw last Sunday. They believe there was significant improvement. Mm-hmm. Defensively, if they can start getting in the end zone when they're in the red zone, then all of a sudden things look a lot better than maybe that 0-5 record indicates.
Let's look at the Jags this week on the show today. Jaguars.com Live. Blake Bortles live press conference coming up in a little less than 10 minutes. We'll have that for you right here. Cindric Marks, Jaguars defensive tackle, the only former Tennessee Titan on this team too. We'll have him live on set, and we'll talk about the Titans-Jaguars matchup at Jaguars, at J.P. Shadrick, at John Osier on Twitter. For Blake Bortles, I think a big topic today is going to be those plays where he checked out of run and threw. I think there were 7 of those plays last week, and the Jags only ran 15 times in that game. And Gus Bradley said that he would prefer to run a little bit more, have more of a balance offensively. But the checks he made, most of those were positive for this offense.
Yeah, and that's something that I'm sure they've spent time with the last couple of days figuring out, okay, we want to run more. We want to be more balanced. It's important to get the running game going. It looks like Storm Johnson's about to give them a little bit of a lift there, perhaps. Right. So you want to get that balance. At the same time, with a young quarterback, if he's checking into plays that are getting them into 2nd and 6 or 2nd and 4 and then 3rd and 2, it's hard to take that away from him because that's what you want in this league right now. You want your quarterback, and over time you want him to be able to be a guy who comes to the line and gets you into the right play. That's so important in this day and age. And if Blake has those instincts and his instincts are right, then it's hard to curtail that. Gus Bradley did talk on Monday about the possibility of maybe having some quote-unquote run-only plays where you get the idea they might discourage Blake a little bit from changing the play. At the same time, that's the great push and pull, the great conflict for a coach is you don't want to take that away from
him. And the great ones just have the feel for that, it seems like.
And he generally got them into the right play. There was the glaring exception of the play that went back for a touchdown the other way, not the right play. So that's really the balance that I think Blake will talk about some today is he knows he's got to cut out the interceptions. 2 interceptions a game equals 32 for a season, way too high. So he knows he's got to smooth that out. And unfortunately, that's the process you go through as a young quarterback in this league. It's not going to be smooth immediately.
Another topic today on offense will be wide receivers. Marquise Lee, could he be back on the practice field today? What's the status of Cecil Shorts III, the wide receivers who were banged up last week with the hamstring injuries? What do you expect to hear about that today?
Well, it sounds like that's one of those where you're going to see Marquise Lee coming back, maybe practicing with a hamstring. You know, you wouldn't bet the mortgage on that. You know, with Cecil, from what Gus said on Monday, didn't sound like it was very close. Really wouldn't bet the mortgage on that. I'd expect it to be Allen Hearns, Allen Robinson, the same group that's been going.
Yeah.
And those guys need to play better. Although with so many rookies on offense, I don't think you can expect it to be a huge jump each week. You got to get a little better. Hearns has to catch the ball a little better. And Allen Robinson, both those guys, have to get open downfield a little better. That's the process for a young team.
6 rookies started on offense last week, not including Storm Johnson, who had a big contribution.
And all of a sudden, if he gets back in there, you know, it's just so young all around. Everybody's seen the stat. It's so real. People get so tired of hearing about it.
Right.
But this many rookies on offense, it's just very tough to have that. You're not going to look like a team with experience that's just a well-oiled machine yet. There's going to be stops and starts. But when you get the drives, they had 3 good drives the other on Sunday.
Yeah.
Didn't put it in the end zone. some point you got to stick a couple of those in the end zone, get to 17 and 20 and see what happens.
15 play drive was the longest of the
year. Yeah, and that was encouraging because you saw Blake getting them into good third down situations, converting it, keeping the chains moving. Unfortunately, when you're a rookie quarterback with rookie guys around you, it's those little steps that you're looking for. Little steps, sometimes not enough to win games.
Mm-hmm. Jaguars.com Live presented by EverBank. We're awaiting Blake Bortles' press conference. The Jags are on the practice field right now going through a walkthrough. They'll come off. Bortles will have his press conference, locker room availability for the media today coming up in just a few moments. Mm-hmm. Defensively, much improved group. They allowed 10 points last week. There's a piece that could be back. Dwayne Gratz will be on the practice field today coming off his concussion. But the question will be, where will he go on this defense?
Yeah, I think the question's going to be that he probably won't go in the starting lineup. I think it's going to be Demetrius McCray there. It sounds like they want to see what Demetrius McCray can do full time. He played well the other day, Demetrius did. He competed. He was playing a very good receiver in Antonio Brown.
Yes, he was.
And didn't get overwhelmed by it. He gave up some plays. At the same time, he came back and he made plays. He competed with it. That's what they're looking for. I think they want to see whether that can be real for the long term. Still a young team, still in the process of finding out what works best. It may be a case this weekend of seeing if Demetrius McCray can work best out there.
Well, I remember the one real notable play in that game for McCray was near the goal line where Brown was going a couple of ways in the end zone. He stayed with him, batted the ball away at the goal line for the last moment, quickly.
And so much of it for a young cornerback is you're going to give up plays. And in the NFL, you're going to give up touchdowns. If you can get your hands on balls when you're not giving up touchdowns and get interceptions, then that's really what you're looking for out of a cornerback. So we'll see if he can do that.
Let's go into the South locker room. Blake Bortles with his Wednesday press conference.
On the ACC, because when I'm down here, still
in the Tatum, obviously.
That's scripted.
I think we got to go with Mike Kelly today, first question. You got that look at a guy, Mike.
What's it like playing with Storm, especially having him back there in the collegiate connection?
Yeah, it's familiar, you know. I mean, obviously, he played with him for 2 years. And, I mean, he's a guy that that I've been around and played with before. You know, I think he's got a world of talent, and, you know, he enjoys competing, and he enjoys, you know, playing football. And I think that that he has a lot of fun and passionate about it. And, you know, it's cool for him to get an opportunity and get a shot and, you know, hopefully take advantage of it.
Is there a sense of comfort with him in that field?
You know, I think I'm comfortable with everybody, you know, whoever's back there. You know, I think they all do a good job in all aspects of it, you know, of protection, of, you know, getting out of the backfield, of obviously running the ball. So, I mean, I think they're all good backs, and, you know, I'm comfortable with any of them.
Clearly you're comfortable with checking off plays. Are they going to let you keep doing that?
Yeah, they haven't told me to stop, so I'll keep checking it. But, I mean, that's something that you got to be smart with, and obviously it's stuff you learn from. You know, I'm sure you can go back and watch the game and say, you know, maybe shouldn't have checked it and ran the ball, but if you check and complete it, nobody says anything. So I think you just kind of – you got to be smart with it and take what they give you.
Gus talked about it. Run-only plays.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts on?
Yeah, there's some of those, and they're in every week. We always have, you know, plays that are call and run it. And, you know, that's part of our offense, and those are things that obviously, you know, Jed and, you know, the offensive staff is seeing something or whatever and thinks that this is a good play no matter what. And so, I mean, those are definitely in and always have been.
Blake, how important is the outcome of Sunday's game as far as how the rest of the season could play out? I mean, you need to start getting some momentum at some point, right?
Right. You know, I think, you know, I don't know. I think it's all about, it's a process. And I think right now, you know, obviously we're excited for Sunday. We're excited for the opportunity. But right now our sole focus and you know, everything that we can control is on today. And how can we get ready and be prepared so that we can go have fun and enjoy Sunday?
As a young guy, how do you balance wanting to go downfield, wanting to make plays, and then Gus talked on Monday, still got to cut out the interceptions. Mm-hmm. Is that the process?
Yeah, you know, I think you got to kind of be smart with it. I mean, obviously, you have to take shots. You have to throw the ball downfield. You have to move the ball. But, I mean, I think you have to take, you know, calculated risk and do it when the time presents itself and not just be throwing balls up and throwing balls into coverage and stuff like that. But if you got a guy and have a receiver and, you know, it's a one-on-one matchup or something, you know, I think it's definitely, you know, a necessity to throw the ball downfield.
Once you're out there, how do you sort of process that thought? Or is that just – what you do as a quarterback every play?
I think it's part of it. You know, it's part of going through, and you've seen, you know, hundreds of looks, you know, as a quarterback, and, you know, you kind of get a feeling of when something, I mean, you know when you throw a ball if you shouldn't have thrown it or not, and you should kind of start hoping as the ball's in the air that something good happens. But, you know, you've seen it, and you've kind of, you know, taken the risk when necessary, I think.
Jed told you that you have the final pen when it comes to the playbook. Now that you've got a couple of starts under your belt, do you feel more comfortable with leaving more things in?
Yeah, definitely. I think there wasn't a whole lot taken out, you know, to begin with. There was some stuff, obviously. But, I mean, I think for the most part, you know, I think that we're on the same page, you know, for a lot of different things and, you know, feel the same about a lot of stuff and, you know, which is pretty neat because it's not, you know, a battle to get things in or to get things out. I mean, what he likes, you know, for the most part, I like as well.
Sometimes when it's one-on-one, but it is pretty coverage, you feel, hey, give the receiver a chance to make the play on it regardless if you feel.
Yeah, you know, I think that's part of the opportunity and trust you got to have in receivers is, you know, when it's one-on-one, I got to be able to say, you know, I'm going to give my guy an opportunity to go compete. You know, that's part of it. I mean, there's hundreds of catches every weekend in one-on-one matchups, and, you know, that's part of it.
Was that happen on the first interception, one-on-one?
You know, probably like to give him a better ball, you know, if I'm going to throw it, give him a better ball, throw it, you know, underthrow it a little bit, give him a chance to go up and make a play at it. But, you know, wasn't a smart throw to begin with. Should have just checked it down and you know, lived to play another down.
Why wasn't it a smart throw? Because he was covered too.
Yeah, just covered. Wasn't the way, you know, wasn't the coverage. You know, that we had necessarily decided that's where we were going to go in that look. You know, they kind of gave us something other than we were expected. So, you know, when that happens, it's usually smart to just check it down and move on.
The second one, did you not see that guy because it kind of like looped around and kind of got lost in the wash? It looks
He got around, but, you know, just not a smart throw. Just another one. It's kind of a stupid play. But I mean, never really should have been in that situation. Should have just ran the ball and then moved on to play another down.
Why didn't you check to the pass on that play? Because it looked like only four linemen. What did you see to make the check on that?
Yeah, you know, it was kind of just they were in base personnel, and, you know, outside back rows walked out over the slot, and he had been walking in, and the safety had been coming down. But, you know, it really wasn't a good check. You know, it was kind of a boneheaded play. It was, you know, it's kind of one of those that you can't explain. You know, they ask you why you did it, and it's like, I don't know, one thing. Messed up. Sometimes that happens.
You seem to have a good idea of when to slide. Mm. And that's something that a lot of young quarterbacks, especially rookies, don't really grasp yet. Why do you feel like, is that a baseball background?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that's probably part of it, playing baseball. You know, so I was always sliding, obviously playing baseball. And then, you know, I think just trying to get as many yards as possible before getting hit is probably the next thing, and getting down and protecting yourself.
What do you think young quarterbacks struggle with that, though? Is it if you had a guess?
I don't know. I think a lot of guys are probably, you know, athletic and feel that, you know, in college they probably ran around and didn't slide as much. They could run into guys. They could run around guys. So they probably have a different, you know, a harder time sliding in the NFL when everybody's faster and stronger. You know, I'm not sure. I've never really had a problem with it and, you know, always felt comfortable sliding.
Have you done anything to tell Allen Hurns, you know, hey, I still have a lot of confidence in you, despite obviously him having some struggles with drops?
Yeah, you know, I think he knows. I mean, I know he knows. You know, there's never, you know, kind of a wager in my faith in him. You know, I know he's going to get the job done. He's going to go out and work his tail off this week to get better and, you know, make sure it doesn't happen again.
What do you see in the Titans that's a challenge?
You know, they do a good job, you know, similar to obviously Pittsburgh, you know, with the connection there. And they're aggressive. They got some guys up front to get after it, and, you know, they got some guys in the secondary that are some veterans and have been around and see some ball. So I mean, it's kind of it's good to have a little carryover. You know, obviously some similarities and some stuff that we've seen. But you know, there will be new challenges and new wrinkles.
You said Pollard out. Do you try to attack that spot a little bit more, particularly since they're just getting used to not having him?
Right. You know, obviously he's a good player. You know, I mean, I think the guy that is going to take his spot has been playing as well. You know, he comes in and plays some nickel dime situations. But I mean, I think, you know, you kind of go through it and you take your shots and you go through your reads and progressions. But obviously, you know, I think, with, you know, a really good player like Pollard being out, you know, you take notice to it.
You said, not a good play, dumb decision a couple of times. Is that all after the fact, watching the tape, or should you have known that going in? Or are these things you're learning as you go?
Yeah. You know, I'd say that I never should have, you know, done it. I knew after I threw it, it was a dumb decision, as soon as it left my hand. But I mean, I think, you know, that can't happen. You know, I know better than that, and I know not to, you know, put our offense in that situation.
So these are just rookie mistakes then?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. You know, I don't really believe in rookie mistakes. You know, there's mistakes and then there's not mistakes. You know, I think that, you know, it's kind of irrelevant when you make the mistake, how old you are. People make the same mistakes, you know, whether it's their first year or 15th year, so you guys try and eliminate them.
One more, guys.
It looks like they were, pushing the coverage in to trying to jump out by the fourth quarter. Do you think you have to find some ways to go deeper, longer to keep those guys from pushing so close?
Yeah, we definitely got to take some shots to get the ball downfield. You know, that's something that that's been a point of emphasis and something we're going to continue to try and do. You know, it's things that are in the offense, and you know, there's shots out there and balls out there that that I miss. You know, obviously I'd like to have a couple back of you know, throws down the field that I didn't take, but you know, it's part of it and it's part of, you know, us getting better.
Also, sometimes you.
There you have it, the comments of Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles on Wednesday before the Jags visit the Tennessee Titans at LP Field. After this game this Sunday, the Jags are back home for the final two games of the month. And, of course, a ticket to a Jags game is more than just a seat. It's a one-of-a-kind game day experience. Includes watching the game on the world's largest video boards, playing Madden, getting stats in the ultimate NFL fantasy lounge, the State Farm Fan Cave, and partying on the Clevelander deck during and after the game. Get off the couch and see Blake Bortles and the Jags face the Browns Sunday, October 19th at 1 o'clock. Visit jaguars.com/more or call 904-633-2000. And remember, a ticket to a Jags game is more than just a seat. JP Shadrick with you, Jaguars.com live, presented by Everbank. The Jaguars getting ready for work this week to face the Tennessee Titans at LP Field in Nashville. And remember, last year the Jags were 0-8. They had just come out of London game and gone into the bye week, and were 0-8 going into week 10 into Nashville. They go in. Defense had a huge day that day against the Tennessee Titans, and they came away with a 29-27 win, the first of the season for the Jaguars a year ago. And we're joined now by one of the keys in that win in Tennessee a year ago. We're talking about the game last year, the first win for the Jags. Paul Posluszny is with us. It was a big defensive day that day. It was a turnover early, a turnover late, a safety in that game. But is that the feel again? It was a winless team going into Tennessee last year. This is a gettable week, isn't it? Is that the feel here?
I think every week that we go in, you know, we're preparing to win. We prepare to play to the best of our abilities. Now, we've come up short, you know, early in the year, but it's the same case for this week. You know, we're preparing to play a really good team. You know, they've had their ups and downs as well, but so have we. So we're preparing to try to play to the best of our abilities.
Last week's game, certainly the best performance for this Jaguars defense, 10 points allowed, and got to Roethlisberger a few times. It wasn't just one week, right? That had been building over this season so far to get to that point last week.
The past couple of weeks, we've been playing better and better. We've seen improvement. Yeah. Now, we have to continue that and make sure that we make the plays to help our team win games. You know, that's the next step, because we're not winning. And that's obviously the ultimate goal. So we need to continue to improve, play great defense, and make sure we get better each week.
Paul Posluszny is with us, Jaguars.com live, presented by Everbank. What do you make of the Titans offense? I know they got some quarterback issues. They're not sure about locker play, and Whitehurst is the guy that would go in if he's not able to go. But it's a team that's trying to build some things offensively, too. Some pieces are gone from last year. And what do you make of this Titans offense right now?
I think they have a lot of talent. You look at their running game, they have a big, strong offensive line, and they've run the ball really, really well at times. So that's obviously going to be very important for us. They have a stud tight end, you know, who's their leading receiver, and a good group of core wide receivers who can make a lot of plays. So they have talent at all the skill positions, so it's going to be a good challenge for us.
Jaguars defense is third in the league in sacks, 16 sacks this year, and close to the pace of the franchise record back in 99, was like 57 or something crazy. But they're two off that pace through five games. I wanted to ask you this. Are sacks an overrated stat for a defense? There's a lot of emphasis on that stat for being a successful defense, and for the defensive line mainly. But there's more to it than just sacks, right? I mean, do you guys look at it that way?
I mean, sacks are very important for us.
Sure they are.
You know,
yeah.
Very important. Now, there's a lot that goes into it, and a lot of other parts, aspects of our defense that we need to do really well. But when it's time to get pressure on the quarterback, we want to be, you know, in that upper group of teams that say, hey, when it's time to get to the quarterback, our D-line can make plays.
This defense as a whole, have you guys, you haven't brought a lot of pressure, right? You're not a big blitzing defense. You play what you play. And that, is there more of that coming down the line, you think? Or are you guys comfortable with where you are right now playing then?
It all depends on the situation and the teams that we're going to play against. I mean, right now we say, hey, our front four, they're a special group, and we feel like they can get pressure on the quarterback when we need to. We're going to play zone coverage, you know, break up on that, let them throw the ball underneath and break up on the routes. So if our front four is getting pressure like they have been, then we won't need to. Now, if we need to change things up and add some more pressure packages in, we can do that as well.
Paul Posluszny is with us. Your health. You've had a leg thing going on. You had your arm last week. Physically, where are you right now? Good shape?
Yeah, now I feel pretty good. And most importantly, I'll be ready to play Sunday. So, you know, the body feels good. Just have to continue to maintain that throughout the week.
It's funny. Last week, we're in the locker room walking through and you had your leg wrapped up. You're showing us the leg and somebody asked you, so you think you're going to play this week? And you that was like the funniest question of the week. Of course you're going to play, right? You're always going to be out there.
I mean, you know, the way we have a good group of guys and we just want to compete. You know, we want to compete and play on Sunday, and we're going to do everything we can to do that.
Appreciate your time, Paul. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
Paul Posluszny joining us on Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. The Jaguars and the Titans coming up. And, of course, Thursday night on the radio home of the Jaguars, 1010 XL, the Gus Bradley Show, 6 to 7. Gus and Jeff Lagerman. Jaguars Thursday follows that, 7 to 8. Myself, Vaselli, and Lagerman Thursday on 1010 XL and 92.5 FM. Our thanks to Paul Posluszny, John Osier as well. You saw Blake Bortles' press conference live. The schedule for the rest of the day, the locker room is open now for media. The daily media availability for about another 30 minutes or so. You'll have locker room interviews on Jaguars.com coming up. Jed Fish, the Jaguars offensive coordinator, will answer questions from the media around 12:40 today. That will be archived a little bit later today. After practice, Gus Bradley will speak to the media. We'll have Inside the Jaguars right here on Jaguars.com as well. So a busy day as always on Wednesday as the Jags get ready for the Tennessee Titans. That will do it for Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. For everyone involved, this is JP Shadrick. Thank you for watching. We'll talk to you a little bit later today on Jaguars.com.